Okay, Kriyat Shema Al Mita. Okay, now there's a halacha, it's in the Gemara, that you need to say Kriyat Shema Al Mita. The Gemara mentions several reasons. Number one, the Gemara says in Brachos on Daf Dalet and Hay that it protects you from mazikin, the spiritual forces at night. At night, there are stronger spiritual forces against us, so they protect us. Whatever that means. It's Kriyat Shema Mita. And also, the Gemara says it protects you from the Yetzirah. Saying Kriyat, when you think about Hashem before you go to sleep, it helps protect you from the Yetzirah. You'll see the Tefillah. It's a good thing, the Gemara says, and there's a pasuk that says something is a double-edged sword. So the Gemara says that's a reference to Kriyat Shema Mita, double-edged sword. It knocks out mazikin and knocks out the Yetzirah. And the Gemara says, listen to this, the quotes of Pasuk, Yirananu al Mishkavosam, sing before going to sleep. Mishkavosam means when you're going to sleep. So you're praising Hashem before you go to sleep. So Kriyat Shema Mita is we'll call it number three, number one. Praise Hashem before you go to sleep. That's what the Gemara says. Number two, protects you from mazikim. Number three, protects you from the Yetzirah. This is a big deal. Mazikim is with a man. These are the spiritual forces that Hashem created. Some of them are negative. Now, listen to this. We discussed this before. You start your day praising Hashem, and you end your day praising Hashem. You start your day praising Hashem, and you end your day praising Hashem. Here we go. So let's just look at the bracha that we say. So we say, Bracha to Hashem, Hamapil chevle sheinal ein ha'shnoma afapai. Hashem is the one who casts the bonds of sleep upon my eyes and slumber on my eyelid. We're praising Hashem for helping us go to sleep. We don't think about this. Sleeping is important. If a person can't sleep, God forbid, then your whole body doesn't function properly. On a physical level, we don't even think about it. The importance, sleep is what rejuvenates us. And most people just go to sleep and they go to sleep. There are people out there, lo aleinu, things happen in their life, pressures, they can't sleep. If you can't sleep, it's terrible. Some people, moms can't, they can't sleep. And then they can't function during the day properly. Or they eventually need pills to sleep. Anyone who's just able to sleep normally, thank Hashem. We discussed this already earlier. We have to get used to thanking Hashem for what? For the normal things. The normal things. Of course you go to sleep. No, Hashem made sleep to give us a chance to rejuvenate. And you have to take and thank Him for that. That's what the words mean. So when you say Kriyat Shema Al Mita, thank you Hashem, you're the one who lets me sleep. You got it? Here's what it says in the art scroll. This corresponds to the bracha in the morning. We thank Hashem for returning us to active living. Here we thank Hashem for the gift of sleep. The quote from the World of Prayer. Now, by the way, this is already advanced. Rabbi Victor Miller, Zatzal, talks about it in his svarim, on his tapes. You have a pillow. Not everyone owns pillows. Of course they do. No, just the world that we're from, people have pillows. You have a pillow. You have a comfortable bed. People sleep on the floor. There are a lot of places in the world people sleep on the floor. Hold on. You sleep in a place that's quiet. Some people live in areas, it's not quiet at night. That's funny. Now, not only is it quiet, fourth point, it's safe. Safe. A lot of people use the word safe. No, so if we would spend 1 second, thank you Hashem, think about this before the bracha. I live in a place that I can go to sleep at night, and it's safe. It's amazing. So we're praising Hashem for helping us go to sleep. Appreciate it. Most people don't appreciate the normal things until when? Until when?
They're gone.
Till they don't have them. Correct. So that's what it means. Thank you Hashem that I'm alive, Modani, in the morning. Thank you Hashem for helping me go to sleep, Mahamapo, at night. Very important. Continue. Then we say it's here it's on Mofanecha. We say it's Tulu Hashem. Tashkibeni Lushalom Vasamideni Lushalom. I should go to sleep and then get up. In this meaning I should be alive in the morning too. Vayal Yibahaluni Rayonai Bahalamos Rain Bahim Rain. and bad thoughts should not confound me. I shouldn't have bad thoughts at night, nervous thoughts, inappropriate thoughts. Let's say during the day you had a rough day. You had a rough day during the day. I don't know, you're doing a fundraiser and you wanted to make $3.5 million. And Nebuch, you only made $2 million. So you're having a rough day. I only made $2 million on the fundraiser. I didn't make 3.5. You got it? That's a hard one. Oy vey, I can't go to sleep tonight. Hashem, I'm going to toss and turn the whole night. It was only $2 million. Only $2 million. How bad could it be? So I'm terrified. So I say, Hashem, please. That was a joke? Okay, good. Hashem, please, let me go to sleep even though it was only $2 million. I'm serious. I shouldn't worry about it. This is a tefillah, to not worry when you're sleeping about what happened during the day. Continue. Uteini tasi shleimu lefanecha. And my bed, my offspring, should be perfect before you. The word bed, this means as follows. The place where a person, you know, has children, is in bed. That's where you... So, when you're going to sleep, you're in bed, that's the time to say a tefillah that your kids should be religious. This is the phrase. Listen, this is important. Uteini tasi shleimu lefanecha. My bed should be full. What that means is, all my kids are religious. Which of the avos has the tefillah, has the bracha of mitaso shleima? Yaakov. Aram and Yitzchak, each one of the kids, they didn't have that bracha. That special bracha goes to Yaakov, mitaso shleima, but all his kids. So this is a beautiful idea. As you go to sleep at night, you're in bed. This is like your bedtime. You're thinking that you're in your bed. So you say the tefillah that my children should be religious. That's what it says here. Mitas Yishleima, that all my descendants should be perfect before you. Okay? Then the bracha says, V'her eni pein ishan amaves, I should live into the morning. Ki ato hanmeir li'ishon bas ayin. This is from the Gemara. What is ishon bas ayin? You're the one who brings light to the pupil of the eye. Ishon, aleph, yud, shin, vav, nun, is the word for the pupil. So when you sleep, it's like everything's dark. In a sense, my pupils are dark. Oh, Hashem, you're the one who's going to give me back light in the morning. In the morning, that when I wake up, my pupils are rejuvenated. They quote here in the art scroll from the Rishonim. When one craves sleep, the pupils of his eyes are figuratively darkened. When one has slept and is fully rested, his eyes are brightened. So as you're going to sleep, you ask Hashem, in the morning, I want to wake up and rejuvenate. And then the bracha ends, Hamer l'olam kulo b'chodo. Hashem illuminates the whole world with His glory, which means the Gemara in Brachos, Samach Amid Beis, has the whole language of Kriyat Shema Mita. So there, the Gemara has this lashon. So there, the art scroll quotes the Rishonim. Hashem raises people from their beds with the light of day, so that they can attend to their affairs. So that, look at this bracha. Hamer olam kol b'chodo. Hashem, you bring light to the world. Meaning, as you're going to sleep, what are you thinking about when you're going to sleep? You're thinking about tomorrow. And saying, Hashem, I'm going to sleep now. Thank you for letting me go to sleep. Thank you. Thank you for letting me go to sleep. Hashem, please let me sleep comfortably without worries in my head all the time. And you're the one who in the morning will rejuvenate my eyes. So in the morning, I'll be able to do things in the morning. This is important. The last part of the bracha means you're going to sleep so you have strength to serve Hashem tomorrow. This is a huge deal to think about this. That's what the last line means. Why I'm mentioning tomorrow? So the Abu Dram says, at the end of the bracha, you say, Hashem, you're the ones who raise people from their beds with the light of day so they can attend to their affairs. That's what's happening here. So this is a beautiful idea. We're going to sleep, and whenever you eat, whenever you sleep, you're supposed to have in mind, somewhere in the back of your mind, why you're eating and sleeping in order to have strength to serve Hashem. Mm-hmm. So here, Chazal are helping us. When you say the bracha, if you think about it, guys, you with me here?
Yeah.
That's what the bracha means. Why am I mentioning the morning when I'm going to sleep? The answer is, the purpose of my sleeping is so that in the morning I will have strength to serve you. Okay, so just to review, then one more thing after that. Okay, this is the Kriya Shema Almita. Praise Hashem before you go to sleep. That's what the Gemara says. Yirano Mishkavosam. We praise Hashem in the morning, we praise Hashem at night. Also, it protects us from the Yetzirah, and it protects us from the Mazik. Okay, so the first part of the bracha is, thank you Hashem, helping me sleep. You don't need pills to sleep, you can sleep. I added on, pillow, bed, quiet, and safe. Then Hashem, please, the thoughts of my day that are troublesome shouldn't affect me at night. Then we mention having children that are religious. Then the idea of the pupil of the eye is dark, it comes alive when you sleep. And then we end the bracha to thinking about tomorrow, the kavanah of sleep is our strength tomorrow. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach used to meet people in the afternoon. He greets people. When he got very old, he had a hard time sometimes. And he had a rest sometimes. So he told his wife, you can tell the people I'm preparing for shir. And he meant it. Because he needed the extra hour before shir because he was 2 weeks. You got it? You got it? That's a nice word. It wasn't a lie. It wasn't a lie. He was preparing for shir. That's a nice idea. Now, this is the lashon that we say. The Gemara has a whole piece here where you talk about Torah. V'sein chalkeinu b'sarasecha v'tarleinu l'idei mitzvah. And if you say that, that's in the Sephardi nusach. And if you say that, in other words, the Ashkenazi, what you have in front of you is the Ashkenazi nusach. That's the state we call the standard shorter nusach. There's a much longer hamafil. Any of you ever say that? It's a much longer hamafil.
It's huge. I almost read it the other night by mistake.
I mean the bracha itself. Yeah, the bracha. It mentions the same kol kibusar v'secha, the targeinu livar mitzvah, fiarkei divar aveiro, all these things. Okay. So why do you say all those things? So why do you mention Lima Torah? Why do you mention Lima Torah?
So you don't forget it.
Well, that's not bad. That's not bad. So the Mefarshim give two pshat. So the two pshatim. Why do you mention Lima Torah? One is supposed to learn all the time. He's saying, Hashem, listen, I learn all the time, but I can't learn now. I'm going to sleep now because you made me in a way that I need sleep. Yeah. So you mention learning to say, Hashem, I want to learn a lot, but I can't learn now. I have to go to sleep. And the other pshat is you're mentioning learning. Why? Because you're sleeping in order what? To have strength to learn tomorrow. Same idea we said before. Okay. Guys, this is a game changer. I'm telling you, if a person before he goes to sleep would thank Hashem that he's helping him go to sleep and think a little bit about tomorrow also, thank you Hashem, I want to go to sleep so I can serve you, it changes everything. With a little kavana, your kavana changes everything. It changes. So then your sleep becomes a avodas Hashem. You're serving Hashem 24/7. A guy is working at the office making a living. He's working. And every day for 2 minutes he says to himself, I'm working to make a living so I can afford kosher food, which is more expensive. I can afford tuition. And I can afford extra tutoring for my son. And I want to give tzedakah. If you think that in your mind, once a day at work, your whole day is changed. Your 9 hours at work are now 9 hours of mitzvahs. Pure mitzvahs. You got that? Your heart changes. Is that example clear? It's in the Shulchan Aruch. A person do things to change their mind. So we start our day praising Hashem. We end the day praising Hashem. And we thank Hashem that He helps us sleep. Thank Hashem for everything. Thank Hashem for the normal things when you have them. And there's a better chance He doesn't take them away. And then we ask Hashem that I'm sleeping so I can have strength tomorrow. Hamapil is a game changer. Because you end your day thinking about Hashem. And then suddenly, your day starts with Hashem. It ends with Hashem. And you put Hashem in the middle somewhere, you're going to do okay. This can really change your life, Hamapil. So those are some of the basics.
Yeah. Tax, man.